Howdy, and welcome to today's episode of This Week in Texas. I'm your host, Jeremy Kitchen. Here's your brief update on what you can expect in Texas politics today, Wednesday, May 19th. Counting today, we're 13 total days away from the end of the 87th legislative session on May 31st. As a reminder, Saturday, May 22nd, marks the next big deadline in the House as they can no longer pass Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions out of their committees. Next Tuesday, May 25th, marks the last day the House can consider Senate bills or Senate joint resolutions on second reading calendars. Expect that all posted calendars up until that point will have an increasing number of bills to consider. As expected, the Senate passed Senate Bill 1311 over to the House yesterday. This is the bill relating to the Republican Party of Texas legislative priority of gender modification. It's authored by State Senator Bob Hall, a Republican from Edgewood, and specifically prohibits a doctor from conducting gender transition surgeries or administering puberty blockers to children. It also precludes them from obtaining insurance if they conduct those procedures, as well as requiring the Texas Medical Board to revoke their license. Assuming the bill gets to the House today, it's possible it immediately gets referred to the House Public Health Committee, where reportedly Chairman Stephanie Click, a Republican from Fort Worth, has indicated she would hear it and would be voted out in time for the impending Saturday deadline. The bill's path from there is a little less clear, but notably it would have to be put on a calendar by Tuesday, May 25th, in order to be considered by the House. The first Republican Party of Texas legislative priority related to election integrity has now completely passed both legislative chambers. House Bill 574 by State Representative Greg Bonin, a Republican from Friendswood, would increase the criminal penalties for those that commit ballot fraud, while also expanding on its definition. The House chose to accept Senate amendments to the bill yesterday, so it's now on its way to Governor Abbott's desk. We briefly mentioned Senate Bill 7, or the Omnibus Election Integrity Bill, yesterday on the show. The Senate decided to appoint a conference committee to reconcile the differences between the Senate and House versions of the bill on Monday. The House has not appointed conferees yet, but could do so today. A conference committee report would need to be completed by Saturday, May 29th, for the bill to be completely passed. This is an emergency priority of Governor Abbott's and a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick, Speaker Phelan, and the Republican Party of Texas. Reportedly, the conference committee report concerning Senate Bill 1, or the state budget for the next biennium, will be made public Friday. As a reminder, this is the only constitutionally bound thing legislators must accomplish throughout the entire regular legislative session. The overall Texas House of Representatives will convene at 10 a.m. today. They have 36 bills total to consider on their calendar. Some of the more notable ones include the First Responders Pandemic Care Act, or Senate Bill 22, by State Senator Drew Springer, a Republican from Munster. This is a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Springer also has a bill relating to religious freedom up today. Senate Bill 572 would prohibit healthcare facilities from stopping a resident or patient from receiving in-person visitation with a religious counselor during a public health emergency. Springer also has Senate Concurrent Resolution 41 up today, and this would encourage Congress to propose the Keep 9 Amendment for states to ratify to the U.S. Constitution, explicitly stating that Supreme Court of the United States must be composed of 9 justices. State Senator Lois Kolkhorst, a Republican from Brenham, has a bill related to hospital price disclosures up today. This is a legislative priority of Speaker Dade Phelan's related to health care. State Representative Cody Harris, a Republican from Palestine, has House Concurrent Resolution 52 on today's calendar. This bill would make a public statement that the Texas legislature claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and that they give notice and demand that the federal government halt and reverse its practice of assuming powers and imposing mandates and laws upon the states for purposes not explicitly enumerated to them under the U.S. Constitution, among other things. The overall Senate convened at 8 a.m. this morning. They added several bills on their intent calendar to consider, to include House Bill 19, which we spoke about yesterday, by State Representative Jeff Leach, a Republican from Allen. House Bill 19, or the Texas Trucking Act, is a legislative priority of both Speaker Dade Phelan and Lieutenant Governor Patrick. This bill would provide a framework for trial procedures, the use of evidence, and the determination of liability in certain civil cases involving large commercial trucks. After being postponed several times in the House, it was finally passed at the end of April. Notably, it already has a total of 12 Senate sponsors in support of the bill. House Bill 20 by State Representative Andrew Murr, a Republican from Junction, was also put on the intent calendar. This is the omnibus bail reform bill, and it's an emergency priority of Governor Abbott and a legislative priority of Lieutenant Governor Patrick and Speaker Phelan. State Representative James White, a Republican from Hillister, has a bill that we've spoken about before on the show, House Bill 1397, on the intent calendar today as well. This bill would require the disclosure of entities with an ownership interest in a vendor of a voting system. State Representative Dan Huberty, a Republican from Humble, has his school finance reform cleanup bill on the intent calendar today. This adjusts additional reforms to the huge school finance reform bill from the last legislative session in 2019. Notably, as we spoke about yesterday, House Bill 1925 by State Representative Giovanni Capriglione, a Republican from Southlake, is still on the intent calendar. This is the statewide ban on public camping. It passed the House on May 6th by a vote of 88 in favor and 56 in opposition, largely on party lines. State Representative Tom Oliverson, a Republican from Cyprus, has his bill relating to health benefits offered by certain nonprofit agricultural organizations on the intent calendar today as well. This is a legislative priority of Speaker Phelan's as it relates to health care. It primarily affects health coverage plans from providers like the Texas Farm Bureau. When it was deliberated in the House, it provided for a fairly lengthy debate. The Senate Higher Education Committee will be hearing a bill we discussed a few weeks ago on the show by State Representative Drew Darby, a Republican from San Angelo. This bill, House Bill 1259, would create the Rural Veterinarian Incentive Program. Opponents of the bill cite the indeterminate fiscal note as a potential issue. The Senate Health and Human Services Committee will be discussing two health care legislative priorities of Speaker Phelan in House Bill 15 by State Representative Sinfonia Thompson, a Democrat from Houston, which would create the Texas Brain Institute, and also House Bill 133 by State Representative Tony Rose, a Democrat from Dallas, which would allow postpartum women to remain eligible for Medicaid. Well, that's it for today's episode. Join us again tomorrow for another update. As always, make sure to check out our website, texasscorecard.com, for news and commentary on a whole host of issues related to Texas politics and policy. If you want to know about specific bills I talk about on the show, make sure to check out our show notes page located under the podcast tab on the texasscorecard.com website. If you want up-to-the-minute updates, make sure to follow me on Twitter, @opinionatedk. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Y'all take care.